We've been seeking written confirmation from the Minister of Housing that they would release the 15,000 and the storage money so these families could have a safe home, no matter if it's a mobile home or a dwelling or a modular home. We haven't got it. So because of that, we've no other option now but to resort to civil disobedience. And we urge everybody to come and support these families. We've seen all their horrific stories of their damp moles. There's bites and slabs with cracking, with one of the families with seven children inside it. We know now is the time that these families have done no wrong. We're living in mediocre houses. These families are living in the desperate houses. So they're, and not just the houses are deteriorating, their mental health are deteriorating to a different level. I know some of the campaigners are at an all-time low, and it's a duty of us to represent these people and stand up and come out in numbers, because we've listened too long of false promises and they can't been kicked down the street, and they've had a chance today to come forward and they didn't. They turned their back on us again. It's too close to Christmas. We have to represent these people, and we'll be in Cairns from 12 o'clock onwards up to 5 o'clock. Anybody that hasn't the time to come at 12, come at 3, come at 4, come at 5, because we're not leaving the building.
Last night there was supposed to be some sort of confirmation given. Once again, you have been left wanting.
Aye, once again we've been left wanting. Listen, we'll probably get the headlines. Press release from the council's not out. This is coming. This is coming. This is coming. It's not coming fast enough. There's not enough urgency. And the main urgency was to get these families in safe homes before Christmas. We don't want one of these families to come out and us to have the regrets to turn around saying, why did we not turn up in Lufford that day? If we would have, or in Clendunna that day, if we would have turned up, we might have prevented a tragedy, because one of these families are going to be the family that say that are the first, because we're always waiting on the next tragedy, and we don't want it to be one of these families over Christmas, because there's a high possibility the next storm could be one of these families last. So listen, it's up to everybody now to stand together in solidarity and support these families, because they are in dire straits and they need our support. Bring your placards, your voices, and bring the handcuffs if needed. Bring your sleeping bags and bring your tents. Because we're going into the building and we're not planning on leaving it. And that's the bottom line. And listen, if it comes to the stage of the guards come. Now, we've been liaising with the guards. I've been down talking to the people in the council offices. They know our backs is to the wall. And they know that we have to follow through with the civil disobedience, because we've left with no other option. And we're not leaving. We're not leaving the building until these families get something. There can be a chance that the department can come in at the 11th hour before 5 o'clock before the building is to close and give the written confirmation that it's there, but it's not here at the minute, so we're following through with our threats.